नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत्। नष्ट प्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती तं श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टिके। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 Chapter 31, Text 10. Kim Janmavis Sivir Beho Shukra Savitra Jagdikoi Karmavir Va Toi Taptoi Pumso Opi Vibudhayusha Kim Janmabhis Trivir Beho Shakrau Savitra Jagdikoi Karmavir Vat Toi Taptoi Pumsa api vibhudhaiso Kim janmabhis trivir behom Shukrau savitra jagdakai Karma viva trivipraktai Pumsa api vibhudhaiso Kim janmabhis trivir behom Shukra-savitra jagdikai Karma-virvatra-i-praktai Pungsayapi-vibhudayusho Kim-janna-bhis-tri-virveha
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. ऐसी भक्ति प्रधान स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद। शिल प्रभुपाद की किम, व्हाट इज द यूज, जन्म भी ऑफ बर्ड्स चिही थ्री वा और इहो इन दिस वर्ल्ड सुप्तो बाय सीमेन सवित्र बाय इनिशिएशन जग्ञ कोई बाय बिकमिंग ए परफेक्ट ब्राह्मण कर्म भी बाय एक्टिविटीज वा और त्रय इन द वेदस प्रक्त ही इनस्ट्रक्टेड तुम सह अब ह्यूमन बीइंग ओपी इवेन विभुद ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स आयुषा विथ ए ड्यूरेशन ऑफ लाइफ। ट्रांसलेशन, ए सिविलाइज्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग हैज थ्री काइंड्स ऑफ बर्थ। द फर्स्ट बर्थ इज बाय ए प्योर फादर एंड मदर and this birth is called birth by semen. The next birth takes place when one is initiated by the spiritual master, and this birth is called Savitra. The third birth, called Jagdiko, takes place when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Despite these opportunities for attaining such births, even if one gets the lifespan of a demigod, if one doesn't actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless. Similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying the Lord. Please repeat after me. A civilized human being has three kinds of births. The first birth is by a pure father and mother, and this birth is called birth by semen. The next birth takes place when one is initiated by the spiritual master, and this birth is called Savitra. The third birth, called Jagdiko, takes place when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Despite the opportunities for attaining such birth, even if one gets the lifespan of a demigod, if one does not actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless. Similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying the Lord. The word Shukra, Janma, means taking birth by seminal ductures. Animals can take their birth in this way too. However, human being can be reformed from the Shukra Janma, or as recommended in the Vedic civilizations. Before the birth takes place, or before father and mother unite, there is a ceremony called Garbhadhan Samskara, which must be adopted. This Garbhadhan Samskara is specially recommended for higher caste, especially the Brahmana caste. It is said in the Shastra that if the Garbhadhan Samskara is not practiced among the higher caste, the entire family becomes Shudra. It is also stated that in the age of Kali, everyone is Shudra due to the absence of the Garbhadhan Samskara. This is the Vedic system. According to the Pancharatrik system, however, even though everyone is a Shudra due to the absence of the Garbhadhan Samskara, if a person has but a little tendency to become Krishna conscious, he should be given the chance to elevate himself to transcendental platform of devotional service. Our Krishna consciousness movement adopts this Pancharatri Vidhi as advised by Srila Sanatana Goswami, who says, Jatha kancha natham yati kamsam raso vidhanataha tatha diksha vidhanena dijottam jayateninam. As bell metal, when mixed with mercury, is transformed to gold, a person, even though not golden pure, can be transformed into Brahmano or Dijo simply by the initiation process. Thus, if one is initiated by a proper person, he can be accepted as choice born immediately. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore offer the student his first initiation and allow him to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. By chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra regularly and following the regulative principles, one becomes qualified to be initiated as a Brahmana. Because unless one is qualified Brahman, he cannot be allowed to worship Lord Vishnu. This is called Jagyika Janma. In our Krishna consciousness society, unless one is twice initiated, first by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and second by Gayatri Mantra, he is not allowed to enter the kitchen or deity room to execute deities. However, when one is elevated to the platform on which he can worship the deities, his previous birth does not matter. Chandalopi Dijo Sreshtho Hari Bhakti Parayanah Hari Bhakti Vinascha Hari Bhakti Vihinascha Dijopi Shapacha Dhamah. Even if one is born in the family of a Chandala, if one engages in the devotional services of the Lord, he becomes the best Brahman. But even a Brahmano who is devoid of devotional service is not on the level of lowest dog eater. If a person is advanced in devotional service, it does not matter whether he is born in a Chandala family. He becomes purified. As Srila Prahlad Maharaj said, Vipradhi Saragunah Jutat Aravindo Navah Padarabindo Vimukhat Shapacham Varishtam. Even if one is Brahmana and is qualified with all the Brahmanical qualifications, he is considered degraded if he is averse to worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if a person is attached to the service of the Lord, he becomes glorified even if he is born in a Chandala family. Indeed, such a Chandala can deliver not only himself but all his family predecessors. Without devotional service, even a proud Brahmana cannot deliver himself, and not to speak of his family. In many instances, in the Shastra, it is seen that even a Brahmano has become a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Mlecha, or non-Brahmano. And there are many instances, if one's being born a Kshatriya or Vaishya, or even lower, and in 18 years, attaining elevation to the Brahmanical platform by the process of initiation. Therefore, Narada Muni says, Jai Sri. Lakshana Praktam Pumsha Varnabhi Benjakam Jat Annatnapi Dishyate Tat Naibo Vinir Dishyate. It is not a fact that because one is born in a Brahmana family, he is automatically Brahman. He has a better chance to become Brahmana. But unless he meets all the Brahmanical qualifications, he cannot be accepted as such. On the other hand, if the brahmanical qualifications are found in the person of a Shudra, he should immediately be accepted as a Brahmana. To substantiate this, there are many quotations from Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Bharata Samhita, and Pancharatra, as well as many other scriptures. As far as the duration of life of the demigods concerning Lord Brahma is said, Shastrayugapatyantam Ahurjat Brahmana Vidho Pratyanjuga Shastantam Teo Pratva Vidho Janaha. The duration of one day of Brahma is 1,000 times greater than the four jugos. You see, aggregating, what is this? 4,030, yeah. Okay. Similarly, Brahmanas, Brahmas on night. Brahma lives for 100 years of such days and night. The word Vibhudaisha indicates that even if one gets a long lifespan, his lifespan is useless if he is not a devotee. A living entity is the eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord, and unless he comes to the platform of devotional service, if I spend good, bad, glorious activities and everything else are null and void. Hare Krishna, very long passport. Hare Krishna. Translation once again. A civilized human being has three kinds of birth. The first birth is by a pure father and mother, and this birth is called birth by semen. The next birth takes place when one is initiated by the spiritual master, and this birth is called Shabitra. The third birth, called Jagdiko, takes place when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Despite all the opportunities for attaining such birth, even if one gets the lifespan of a demigod, if one does not actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless. Similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying the Lord. Very, very important slok, and Prabhupada also very constructive. So many points have been mentioned here. I'll try my best to enlighten all, and if I get some time, then I can also discuss regarding Jhulon Jatra, because some devotees are requesting me to speak about Jhulon Jatra festival is going on now, right? So let me see it. And especially this verse is enlightening us two things. One is the process of purifying our senses and proprieties. Second one is the ultimate aim of our life. In the last line of the translation, Prabhupada mentions the ultimate goal of our life is to satisfy the Lord. And the process by which one can purify his properties and senses, what is that? devotional service. We know all of you, but time and time again we see Srila Prabhupada is telling us about these things. Because this is only possible in the human lives. Kim janma vish trivir beho. We see there are three types of births take place in our life. First birth is done from a pure father and mother. Why it is from a pure father and mother? That means there are some impure father and mother. What does it mean? Pure father and mother means married life. When a boy and girl is married, by following the Vedic principles, that life, that father and mother are pure. That's why Prabhupada said, yet pure father and mother. So many people all over the world we see, they are begetting children, but all are not qualified because all are not following the Vedic injunctions. That's why to become father and mother, one has to follow the principles mentioned in the scriptures regarding marriage life. So it is possible by seminal rituals. And we see this procreation is taking place even in the animal society. Human being also doing, and animals are also doing. So what is the distinction? The distinction takes place when a human being becomes initiated by the spiritual master. Spiritual masters means the devotee of Krishna. When one is initiated by a pure devotee of Krishna, then he gets another birth. That is called second birth. And here we see these three births are present and maintained in ISKCON society. We have come from father and mother. This was the first birth. And second birth means when we take initiation from the spiritual master. And what type of initiation it is? It is called the ISKCON, it is called fast initiations or Harinam Diksha. Through this fast initiation, the spiritual master instructs us to chant Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Although we know chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is recommended for the age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, declared it. He instructed everyone. But again, we take initiations. And from this first initiation, we get the same mantra. So the question may arise, what is the use of taking initiations from the spiritual masters? Because in this ceremony, the first initiation ceremony, the spiritual master is telling me the same thing. You chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and take vow not to break four regulative principles. Same thing we know. Yeah, this is ceremony. In this ceremony is very important. In the presence of the deities who are non-different from Krishna, in the presence of the fire sacrifice where the Brahmins are present, and we see the assembly of the Vaishnavas, and the spiritual master is present. So in front of everyone, Krishna, fire sacrifice, his expansions, and qualified Vaishnavas and Brahmins, one has to take vow. From today, I must chant 16 rounds and carry out four regulative principles. Then it becomes effective. Diksha kale shishya kare atma samarpan. At the time of taking initiation, the candidate becomes surrendered unto Krishna, to the spiritual master. And at that time, shai kale Krishna tare kare atma sam. At that time only, Krishna considers him as his equal. Krishna accepts him as his own person, dear most person. So that's why taking first initiative is important. And through this ceremony, we get second birth. And third birth is, this first initiation is not enough. After that, we have to take second initiation. That is, through this initiation, we get Gayatri Mantra. And by chanting Gayatri Mantra, one can become Brahmana. So this is the stage. At that time, the person is given the opportunity to worship the Lord. Dijo or Vipro. This is called Vipro. So Vipro means a Brahmana. So one can get this position by taking the second initiation, that is called Brahmana Diksha. So these all things are taking place in ISKCON society. So through these descriptions, we can see the authenticity of ISKCON society. Whatever Srila Prabhupada did and whatever the present spiritual masters are doing are not whimsical anything, are all mentioned in the scriptures, right? Like Vyasadeva Krishna mentioned this. So this is the authenticity of ISKCON society. That's why when we see that a devotee is following this process mentioned in the scriptures are making progress rapidly, right? So here we see Narada Muni is giving instructions to Prachetas. You know, Prachetas are the son of Prachin Bhadishad. First of all, they rendered severe austerities by the instruction of Lord Shiva. And long time they did so. Then eventually they came back to the house. Then Narada Muni came to give them initiations. Narada Muni is a very good personality. He initiates everyone. You know, first of all, he gave initiation to his father, Prachin Bhadishad. Prachin Bhadishad is Karmakandi number one. The Karmakandi. But Narada Muni made him understand that it is not good. You are king, better to become the devotee of Lord Krishna. Otherwise, all the citizens will follow your footsteps. All will become Karmakandi. The purpose of our life is not to become Karmakandi and Gankandi. What is the purpose? To become pure devotee. That's why Narada Muni is imparting knowledge regarding pure devotional service. And you know, on hearing his lecture, this most complicated and attached person, Prachin Bhadishad, he became completely devotee. And at that time, when he became devotee, at that time, his sons are not present. They were rendering austerities. Tapasya. So now, Prachin Bhadishad saw that I am now advanced in age. According to the scriptures, now I should leave the house, should take vanprastha. But my sons are not present. What to do? How can I impose this responsibility to my sons? My sons are not present. What to do now? He was not concerned about that. Just to follow the injunction of the scriptures, immediately he left the house. He was not waiting for his sons. Let them come back. I'll give them the responsibility. No. You see, such an important, such an example, a devotee he became, right? You know, in your society, suppose his father is present, the sons are not there. The time has come to take vanprastha. What will be? What the father will do? He'll be waiting and waiting and waiting. Let my son come back. My sister, my daughter is now grown up. Usko shadi kaun dega? Bagera bagera karte karte time chala jate hai. He waits and waits and waits. But Prachin Bhadishad, although previously was Karmakandi, but he developed such strong devotion in his mind, in his heart, that he was not waiting. The time came, he left the house. So now, then Narada Muni came. He was giving knowledge to the 10 Prachetas, means Prachetas, 10 sons. So now you are going to take responsibilities of the kingdom. Be prepared. but to do. Maharaj, Narad Muni was telling this in a special. So you should become very serious in executing devotional service. So Narad Muni was telling them, right? The first point, Narad Muni is telling that you should be initiated by the principles of devotional life. Means you should become devotee. Don't think that my father is Karma Kandiri. We should also become. No. You should become devotee. And from the beginning, you please render devotional service. So in this way, he was telling, Narad Muni was giving them the knowledge. And they were very recipient. They were accepting all the facts. So, and after that, you should be situated on the Brahmanical platform. They also did so. So first point, Narad Muni told that, you know, taking bath is not ordinary thing. You know, father and mother should become very careful to give baths of the children. What to do before, you know, in the injunctions of the Manu Sanhita. How many of you heard the name of Manu Sanhita? Manu Sanhita is considered to be the constitutions of human life. What to do, what not to do, all the principles are mentioned there. And different types of marriage systems and what to do, everything is there. So in the Manu Sanhita, this Garbhodhan Samskar is mentioned. In human life, there are 10 samskars, like Garbhodhan Samskar, like Upanayan Samskars, like Annaprashan, it is called food-giving ceremony. Sometimes we see it takes place in the absence of Guru Maharaj. So like this, there are 10 samskars. The first starting is Garbhodhan Samskar. What is that? Before getting a child, the conjugal, means husband and wife, should inform a brahmana to whom they are surrendered, to inform their plan. Hey Guruji, hey Brahman, hey Prabhuji, especially Guru, we are going to do so. Please impart us what to do and bless us. So on a particular day, according to the scriptures, they should get united. And before that, it is the injunction to the scriptures, they should fast all day long and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra at least 64. Don't think this is a very ordinary thing. Oh, that is called Garbhodhan Samskar. And from this union, surely there is a good child. Good child means Krishna conscious child. That is the process. And it is also very scientific also. You see, suppose we see in our village, the farmer. What does the farmer do? First of all, he doesn't put the seeds in his land. He goes to his land and visit. And he thinks that it is required to cultivate first. Right? Cutting all the grasses. And withdraw all the weeds. Make it clean and wait for the raining. When the rain takes place, then in the very good morning, he goes to the and puts the seeds. And we see nice harvesting. Similarly, this garb is like a land. So before putting the seeds, one has to follow these principles. This is the injunctions of the scriptures, especially Manu Sanhita. So Narada Muni is giving this knowledge to them, and then getting it. And eventually Narada Muni is telling that one has to become the devotee of Krishna. Doesn't matter you are the sons of the king. Doesn't matter you are the son of a brahmana. And doesn't matter you are a son of a shudra. Shudra, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Brahmana all should become the devotee of Lord Krishna. That is the ultimate goal of our life. Narada Muni is telling in this way. Especially Narada Muni is glorifying the principles of devotional life, devotional service. Maybe one is a Brahmana. He has taken birth in a Brahmanical family. But he is not interested in executing devotional service. Is he really Brahmana? No. Jai Sri Radha Madan Mohan ki, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Patit Pavan Govanitai ki. There are six functions of a Brahmana. What are they? Jajan, Jajan, Patan, Patan, Dan, Parigraha. Regarding Krishna. So this is Brahmana. So if that Brahman is not interested in devotional service, he is no more Brahmana. But a person, he has taken birth in a family of a Shudra, but he is very serious in devotional life, that person should become considered Brahmana. What to speak about Brahmana? His position is even higher than the Brahmana. He is Vaishnav. And this person, Vaishnav, is fit to give initiations even to the so-called Brahmanas of our society. So his position is higher. So the Brahman must execute devotional service. And he will inspire and give teachings to the other people of the society. Otherwise, he is not Brahmana. Right? And Brahmana, you know, what are the symptoms of the Brahmana? Especially, there are some external symptoms. What is that? They are very expert in chanting Vedic hymns. Well versed in the Vedic scriptures. And he will apply tilaka. What type of tilaka? Don't think that everything I can apply on my forehead. And sometimes we see that some persons are applying sindur, barmilan. They apply it. Sometimes different things are there. That's to decorate their forehead. The decoration is not your purpose. The purpose is to purify your senses. That's why it is recommended in the scriptures to apply what? Gopi tilak. It's very significant. And he should wear kanti mala made of tulsi tree. So first thing is applying tilako on the different parts, limbs of his body, especially 12 limbs, and wearing kanti around his neck. That kanti must be made up tulsi. And what is the third thing? The external, I'm just now telling about the external qualities, the symptoms. What is the third thing? He should always speak about Krishna. By his mouth or tongue, he should always speak about Krishna. He should release Krishna prasadam. These are the different symptoms of the Brahmanas. So Narada Muni is telling them, you take everything very seriously. Otherwise, you may think that it is not required for us because we are the princes of the king. No. So take it. So in this way, so let me just identify some important criteria of executing devotional service. What is the advantage of executing devotional service? The first point, by doing devotional service, our senses can become purified. Or third, devotional service makes our senses purified. Right? Krishna is very pure. And devotional service are also very purified. Devotional service is the purificatory process. Doesn't matter, you are impure. Just you come under devotional service, you will become purified. Right? We see in the writings of Srila Rupa Goswami, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindh, what is that? Sarva apadhi vinirmuktam tatparateno nirmalam. Nirmalam means purified. Krishna, he is owner of all the senses, of all the living entities. And the purpose of all the senses is to serve him. When we engage our senses in the service of Lord Krishna, then automatically our senses become purified. There is no alternative way to be purified, our senses. This is the only thing. If suppose on a fire, it purifies the places and everything. So, right? Similarly, Krishna and his devotional service purifies our senses. When we engage our senses in the service of Krishna, then our senses take quality of the devotional service of Krishna. You know, iron, it cannot burn itself, but when it is put inside the fire, it takes the quality of the fire. Then it becomes important. Similarly, although our senses are material, not purified, but when we engage them in the service of Krishna, who is most purified thing, automatically our senses become purified. That is the first advantage of taking devotional service. And not only then, second thing is that all our properties and assets become purified. Guru Maharaj, Param Pujyapad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Charuswami Guru Maharaj says, whatever we use in the service of Krishna becomes purified. So if you are having lot of money, put it in the service of Krishna. If you are having so much land property, use it in the service of Krishna. Then everything will become purified. Right? Otherwise, there is no another way to purify your properties. And second, that we can reach by executing devotional service, we can reach to our ultimate goal. What is the ultimate goal of our life? To go to back to Godhead. This is only possible by devotional service. You know, other so many processes are there, like I already mentioned, Karma Kando, Gyan Kando. They are not powerful enough to take you to back to Godhead. You know, the Karma Kando, Gyan Kando can be compared to a local train ticket. By taking a local train ticket, maximum you can go to one station to another, means on platform from another, in a province, in a state. Like we are now in Madhya Pradesh. So in Madhya Pradesh you can go anywhere by purchasing a local ticket, right? But if you go to another province, like West Bengal, Gujarat, this and that, you have to get a ticket for reservations. That is not legal, local ticket. So that reservation ticket will take you to the another place, means wherever you like to go. Similarly, devotional service is like the ticket for going to back to Godhead. By doing Karmakanda, Gyankanda, you cannot go there. You can go in this planet, from one planet to another, by executing Karmakanda, Gyankanda, this and that. But if you want to go to another planet which is transcendental, you have to take the principle of devotional service, which is compared to the reservation ticket. This is very important. So we can do it from devotional service. And another thing is, no, the ultimate goal is to satisfy Krishna. Shangshiddhi haritosho nam. You can do so many things, this and that. But with your activities, if you are incapable to please Krishna, then everything is baffled, useless. Everything is. Maybe you are a very big activist, social service, social servitor, this and that. But everything will become useless if you are unable to please Krishna. But by devotional service, very easily we can please Krishna, right? You know, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a very important two lines. Kaval bhaktir vash chaitanya gosai. Dhan kul panditya kabu tare nahi pai. If you want to really subdue Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to follow the principles of devotional service. Why? Because except devotional service, nobody can get
Nobody can subdue Krishna. Bash means subdue. So that is Kaval Bhaktir Bash. Kaval means only. Bhaktir Bash, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is only subdued to the devotional service. Dhan, maybe you have so much bank balances, properties, doesn't matter. Cool, you have taken part in a highly parentage or in a dynasty. Panditto, maybe you are very scholar. You know everything. But due to this knowledge, parentage and propriety, you will not able to catch Krishna, his attention. That's why time and time again the scripture is making us careful. Don't miss to accept devotional service in this rare human life. Right? Don't miss it. So that is the advantage. Sankshiddhi Horitoshonam. So practically we see those are practicing devotional service, they are always very happy. Even in this lifetime and after this lifetime, always they are happy and happy and happy. But those are Kanmukandi and Ganukandi followers, they are not happy. So Krishna is the source of all pleasures. Satchidanand, he is always in the pleasure and he wants to give pleasures to his devotee also. That's why better to accept devotional life. And those are really intelligent. What is the measurement of identifying intelligent? How we can identify that someone is intelligent? Simply arise one question, ask one question. Whether the person is rendering devotional service or not. Don't see any other criteria. Just you see whether the person is executing devotional service or not. Why? Because Krishna is the, you know, absolute truth, the most and most higher topic, Krishna. So who knows Krishna? He is the most intelligent. Jajan Krishna Vajay Shevaro Chatur. The person who renders devotional service unto the lotus feet of Krishna is surely very intelligent. So how many of you like to become intelligent? Thank you, sure, all of you. So this is the question. Wait. So that is the thing. So many points. Yesterday, His Grace Bimal Krishna Babu was giving so nice class. All the points Babuji mentioned, but I am not really so expert like Babuji. So that's why, although so many points are there, but I am unable to mention all the points. So let me little discuss about Jhulan Jatra. Jhulan Jatra Mama Uchav ki? What is the English expression of Jhulan Jatra, Bimal Krishna Babu? What is the English expression of Jhulan Jatra? Swing festival. Oh, swing festival. Oh, very good. Swing festival. Swing festival. Okay. Surely you have heard the name of Narad Muni. Why he is famous? Because he is very expert in making dissensions among the friends. Right? So Narad Muni, although he had this quality to make excited everyone, to create dissensions and quarrel among the friends, but you know, very special quality of Narad Muni is he is a very staunch follower of Lord Krishna. He is a very perfect devotee. Very exalted personality. That's why he can go wherever he likes. Where Krishna is present, you know, where king is present, any of the citizen cannot enter easily. One has to take permission, follow the protocol, everything. So Krishna is the king of all kings. Where Krishna and Radharani are present, nobody is allowed to enter. But only one person is allowed. Who is he? Narad Muni. He goes every time, everywhere, any time, without giving any SMS. Without giving any notice and phone call, he can go. So Krishna saw the Narad Muni nowadays going to Radharani time and time again.
Krishna noticed one day. And Krishna called Radharani, please come. I want to make you careful. Be careful about this person. Why? Well, he is very expert in making quarrel and dissensions. You know, the relation between you and me. So please don't be too much intimate with this person. Be careful of him. Krishna warned her, but Radharani didn't take this instruction seriously by thinking, Prabhu, the love and affection which are existing between us will not be spoiled or destroyed by anyone. Don't think about it. Krishna, oh, you are good. Your thinking is good. But just I am simply telling you to be careful about this person. Because there are so many records. Narada Muni has so many records of this dissensions. Okay. One day, Narada Muni entered into the spiritual kingdom by playing his veena, very special type of musical instrument. The sound was so sweet, eloquent, and enchanting. Krishna was sitting in the garden and all of a sudden heard the sweet sound producing from the musical instruments of Narada Muni. Krishna is hearing and hearing and hearing, completely enchanted. And when Narada Muni approached Krishna, Krishna became so happy that from his own accord, Krishna wanted to give him a boon. Narada, I am very happy on hearing your sound. Please, I would like to give you some boon. Please desire. What do you like to have? Narada Muni replied, Prabhu, not today. Let the time comes. I will take this boon. Huh?